and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with Buy Online. Pick up in store or job site delivery with text notifications. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Hey, it's Jason Smith from 929 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Make sure to download the radio.com app today and listen, favorite 929 FM ESPN Memphis. Why? Because everything you need on the Memphis Grizzlies, Memphis Tigers, SEC, NFL, we've got all of it. That's the radio.com app, favorite 929 FM ESPN. You'll be glad you did.
Find even more ways to save at Kroger. Start with the Big 5-5 Save 5 event. Buy 5 participating items and save $5 instantly at checkout. Just look for the special tags and mix and match your favorites. And while you're saving on groceries at Kroger, you'll save more on fuel, too. Right now, you'll earn 3 times the fuel points when you buy fresh fruits and vegetables. So save with the Buy 5 Save 5 event and get 3 times the fuel points on fresh produce. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
National contest data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up your phone and text the word WIND, W-I-N-D. Text WIND to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with 92.9. Again, your 4 o'clock keyword is WIND. Text WIND, W-I-N-D, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. You're going to have another chance coming up in the 5 p.m. hour, but right now you got plenty of time. Text the word WIND, W-I-N-D, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Gary Parish back in Memphis. Brad Carson is not in studio producing the program. Bennett Doyle is. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions. I hope you're ready for tonight. Just 3 hours away. Home opener. Memphis Grizzlies. Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks are in town. It's good news for the Memphis Grizzlies, I hope. It's not good news. We got issues. We're going to talk about it momentarily. First, if you don't mind, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Dan Walkins, a national columnist, USA Today. Also lives in Atlanta, so I'll get his scouting report on these Atlanta Hawks. I'll talk to him about the federal trial that's continued in New York City over the past week that will go to a jury on Monday. Maybe some college football as well. Dan Walkins going to join me in about 20 minutes. Finish that segment. I'll do 4 notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories, among them the Boston Red Sox advanced to the World Series last night. 4-1 win over the Astros in Houston. David Price was awesome, even though it's October, so that was interesting. We'll get into it around 4:44. The L.A. Dodgers can join the Red Sox in the World Series tonight. If they win in Milwaukee, they are favored to do so, so we could be on the verge of a Red Sox-Dodgers World Series, which would be fun. We'll discuss that a little later on this hour. I've often said a coach's second recruiting class when we're talking college basketball, otherwise known as the class that's filled with the players who were high school juniors when he got the job. I've often said that's usually a good indicator of what's possible and what isn't when it comes to recruiting. If you subscribe to that theory, Louisville is in for something special with Chris Mack. I'll tell you why just before 5 o'clock in Horn Lake High School. Beat Hernando High School last night 37-16. So the Eagles are now 9-0. Ranked number 1 in the state of Mississippi. N'Kobe Dean going to be a, probably going to be a first-team All-American. I cannot stress to you how improbable it would have seemed to anybody who graduated with me way back then that Horn Lake High School would be the best football program in the state of Mississippi. I will shout out my alma mater during 4 Notable Stories 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then we're eventually going to do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I want to start with the Grizzlies' home opener. It is scheduled for tonight inside FedEx Forum. The Atlanta Hawks, like I told you, are in town, and they stink, by the way. Evidence being that the 538 NBA blog has them projected right now to finish 28-54, and you might just take the under on that. They're 0-1, just like the Grizzlies, thanks to a 126-107 loss in their season opener the other night to David Fizdale's New York Knicks inside Madison Square Garden. This despite the fact that the Knicks are without and will be for a while. Kristaps Porzingis. The Hawks shot 27.8% from three in that loss to the Knicks. Trae Young got 14 points, but he needed 14 shots to do it. And they let the Knicks score 49 points in the second quarter, which almost seems impossible, but like I double-checked. It actually did happen.
Okay.
Making things even worse for the visitors tonight. They're hurt at several different positions. So the Grizzlies should record their first victory of the season. If not, like I said, we got major, major, major problems. Tonight for the Hawks, Justin Anderson's out. John Collins is out. Dwayne Dedmon is out. Daniel Hamilton is out. Omari Spellman is doubtful. And, like, in addition to all that, like, they're just not good. Like,
right.
If it was Justin Anderson's in, John Collins is in, Dwayne Dedmon's in, Daniel Hamilton's in, you'd still be like, okay, but they're not good. But they're a not good team that is also banged up. So the 538 NBA blog gives the Grizzlies a 72% chance to win this game tonight. And Sportsline has a projected final score of 106-98, Grizzlies winning and covering, because the Grizz are only, last I checked, a 6.5-point favorite tonight inside FedEx Forum. This really is, I talked about this a little bit yesterday with Jeffrey, who was filling in. And by the way, thanks to Jeffrey and Neil McCready both for being here this week. I left Memphis early Monday morning. I was in Fort Lauderdale Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then in New York City on Wednesday, Thursday. I got back late last night, so this is my first time in studio all week. It is nice to be back, but thanks to Neil and Jeffrey for holding things down. When I was talking to Jeffrey yesterday, one of the things I mentioned is that this is like the perfect second game of the season home opener for the Memphis Grizzlies, because, you know, if they were playing another decent team tonight, and God forbid a good or great team tonight, you know, you'd head into the weekend 0-2, with at least one lopsided loss and maybe two, and you don't play again till Monday night. And that just, it's a hell of a way to start the season, given what the fan base went through last season and the optimism from some that was here just a few days ago. But when you have a season opener like they did, they go up to Indianapolis and just get destroyed by the Pacers, and they don't shoot the ball well. They don't rebound the ball well. Mike and Mark don't play well. Like, it was about as poor a performance in a season opener as you can have. It's one thing to go out. Really, you shouldn't lose by 28 points in the NBA to anybody.
Right.
Not ever. It happens. But, like, you should. Nobody's ever a 28-point favorite. Nobody's ever a 20-point favorite. You shouldn't go out and lose to 28 to anybody. But you especially shouldn't do it when you're a 6.5-point underdog. You know, if you go out and lose by 28 to the Golden State Warriors when Steph gets going, Kevin gets going, what are you going to do? You go out and lose, you know, by 28 to the Rockets when they're just pushing and James Harden gets going. Like, I could see that, even though it's not supposed to happen. But a 28-point loss to the Indiana Pacers, that's about as bad as you can start a season. And that is what happened a couple of nights ago. So they really do need something like this. Something like this being an inferior, grossly inferior basketball team, not only to the Grizzlies, but to basically everybody.
Yeah. That's the worst team in the NBA, probably, this year.
It's not projected that way, according to the 538 blog, but I'm with you. Like, it looks that way.
It looks like it.
Like, go find somebody who's supposed to be worse than the Atlanta Hawks. I know the Suns are projected to be bad again, but, like, at least they destroyed the Mavericks in their first game.
Right. They have real players, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got Devin Booker. They got DeAndre Ayton. They got Josh Jackson. They got Trevor Ariza. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they're 1-0.
Right.
You know, they're 1-0. That's better than the Hawks and better than the Grizzlies. And so it's a little bit tonight. It reminds me of, like, if you're a power conference football team and you open with one of these big neutral site games, like it's going to be Alabama against Florida State or Clemson against, you know, Ohio State or whatever it might be. And, okay, so you're Florida State and you say, okay, we accept the challenge of Nick Saban's Crimson Tide and opening on opening night. Not to compare the Indiana Pacers to Alabama, but, like, you'll get the point. And you take your loss, and you go, okay, as long as we've got Louisiana
Monroe in week two, then we can bounce back.
Yeah. Hit reset.
Get to feeling good about ourselves and avoid dropping to 0-2. For the purposes of this conversation, the Atlanta Hawks are Louisiana Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Like you, it almost doesn't matter what happened in game one. As long as you like show up for game two, you should be able to start the season 1-1. And it won't mean that the Grizzlies are any better than what they showed the other night or that good things are on the way, but it's just a better way to spend the weekend. Seriously. We don't want to spend the weekend thinking about an 0-2 team that got destroyed by the Pacers and lost it home to the Atlanta Hawks, because that would be, I guess by definition, but also like in any sort of way you cut it, about the worst way you could start the season. It's one thing to start 0-2, but to start 0-2 with a 28-point loss to the Pacers and a loss at home to the Atlanta Hawks, that would be awful. As for what you want to see tonight, what I want to see tonight, Marcus Gasol being good would be awesome, except he's been added to the injury report this afternoon. He's questionable with back soreness. I think anybody around our age is. I guess I'm about 7 years older than Mark. But I'm sometimes questionable with back soreness. And now Marc Gasol is as well. He turns 34 in 3 months, and this is basically his 16th season as a professional basketball player. So it's one of the things I've said a million times. He and Mike being healthy is required. It's a prerequisite to this team even competing for a playoff spot. And the problem, of course, with that is that they're hardly ever healthy together. Only once in the past 5 years have they both played 70 games in the same season. And this doesn't seem to be anything serious, but heading into game two, your almost 34-year-old center being listed on a Friday afternoon as questionable for the home opener with back soreness, it's obviously not good. They'll make a decision on him closer to game time, but there is at least a chance we do not see Marc Gasol on the court tonight. You'd like to see Mike Conley be good, right? Mm-hmm. He missed almost all of last season. Rehab went well. He looked good in spurts in the preseason, but he was not very effective in the season opener. So you want to see that. And then also, like, don't get killed on the boards again. And, you know, John Collins being out can help that, I guess. But that Pacers game the other night was just about as bad of a rebounding performance, honestly, on both ends of the court, as you'll ever see. There were 36 defensive rebound opportunities for the Grizzlies against the Pacers the other night, and they only grabbed 21 of them. Like, that's not good. And there were 59 offensive rebound opportunities for the Grizzlies, because they missed a whole bunch of shots.
Yes, they did.
There were 59 offensive rebounded opportunities for the Grizzlies in that loss to Indiana, and they only grabbed 7 of them. Like, that's almost impossible to only grab 7 of 59 opportunities to grab a rebound on the offensive end. And the byproduct of that is this. At this moment, at this very moment before we start the Friday night games in the NBA. So we've got 3 nights of NBA games under our belt so far. Tuesday night, we have 4 teams play. And then Wednesday, most people got going. And then last night, our king and savior, LeBron James, got started. Took an L, but like dunked a lot, played well. It's just like, what are you going to do? He's on a bad team, or at least a team probably not good enough to go win at Portland in the season opener. As we get ready to go into night 4 of the NBA season, guess who has the best rebounding percentage in the entire NBA?
You got to give me a conference. Western or Eastern?
It's the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
And it's the team that was lucky enough to get the rebound against the Grizzlies in the opener.
Oh, the Indiana Pacers, yes.
The Pacers have the best rebounding percentage in the entire NBA right now at 63.4%. This one's going to be easy for you. Guess who has the worst rebounding percentage in the entire NBA right now?
The Memphis Grizzlies.
They do. It's ranked a dead last 30 at 36.6%. So that's how bad for the Grizzlies that performance was the other night. At Bankers Life. As we sit here heading into night 4 of the NBA season, nobody has a better rebounding percentage than the Pacers, and nobody has a worse rebounding percentage in the entire NBA than the Memphis Grizzlies. It's all based on that dismal opening performance. So hopefully things are better on the glass, as they say, tonight. Again, they got to get this one, if only because losing it would just be totally deflating. And next week could actually be tough. You know, the next game after tonight is Monday night. That's at Utah, and you're going to be double-digit underdogs there. So you lose tonight, you're probably dropping to 0-3. You win tonight, you're probably dropping to 1-2. After that, they got the Kings on next Wednesday night. And the Grizzlies are probably, I looked at some futures on that, probably going to be about a 2 or 3 point favorite. But either way, we're talking about a coin flip game.
Yep.
And then next Saturday, the Suns are going to be inside of FedEx Forum. And like I said, the Suns aren't supposed to be good, but they did just smash the Mavericks, 121-100. Devin Booker got 35 points in that game. DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick, this past NBA draft, he got 18 points, 10 rebounds in that game. Josh Jackson, the second-year player to Kansas, he got 18 points. So it's possible that that game against Phoenix next Saturday inside FedEx Forum won't be as easy as it's been in recent years. Either way, tonight, the home opener, can't lose this one. Hawks-Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum. You, of course, can listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Pregame show starts at 6. Eric Hasseltine will take your play-by-play duties right at 7 o'clock. I got Atlanta resident Dan Walken joining me next. I'll ask him about these Hawks. I'll ask him about federal court in New York and what this means for Will Wade, for Bill Self, for college basketball in general. I'll talk college football with him. We'll do that, too.
My life has been changed. Why? Because of a Peter Millar sweatshirt from Oak Hall. See, for the longest time, I carried a ratty old sweatshirt in my car for those days when you need another layer to deal with a Memphis air conditioning. Then I said to myself, why have a ratty old sweatshirt when I can have a beautiful Peter Millar sweatshirt? It's a sky blue with that miraculous soft wickaway fabric, and it gives me pleasure every time I put it on. That's what the best clothes can do. Make you feel better about yourself and the day ahead. And that's the kind of clothing you'll find at Oak Hall, where they've been selling comfort and quality since 1859. And they do it with the kind of thoughtful, comfortable, and friendly service that you can expect from people who live in Memphis, who are invested in Memphis, and who relate to customers like the neighbors they are. So go into Oak Hall and check out the Peter Millar sweatshirts and everything else too. The best news is, now that the season is changing, you'll be able to wear that beautiful outerwear on those crisp fall days as well. Let Oak Hall change your life, or at least make it a little more stylish and comfortable.
Whether you're a teen learning to drive or a seasoned pro, we can all use some feedback from time to time. And with DriveWise from Allstate, you'll have it. Real-time feedback, plus driving tips sent right to your phone. So download the Allstate app, activate DriveWise, and get on the road to safer driving.
Talk to a Memphis area Allstate agent today to find out how DriveWise can save you up to 20% on car insurance. DriveWise insurance feature is optional. Savings based on driving behavior, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Smartphone required.
Are you in good hands?
Burgerfest Memphis is back October 27th for another year, and it's better than ever. Make your way down to Tiger Lane, where you'll have the chance to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs, and 15 different local beers from noon to 10 p.m. Don't miss the first ever Coaches Throwdown. They'll be spotlighting the area's top 10 football teams, including a burger eating contest. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
It's here. The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 plus total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
The unstoppable, do the impossible. We the undeniable, royalty indefinable.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you. So they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll. Roll on, sister, roll on, roll on. Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's the place to go if you need a custom-fit shirt. You know, a shirt that'll fit you perfectly regardless of how you're shaped and keep you looking sharp. Rob Joyner, he sold me on him a while back. Now he's here to sell you.
Gary, you know from experience, this is the greatest technology ever in custom-fit shirts. We have three measurements that we take in, put it in the computer. It gives us one perfect fit shirt for your body out of 175 try-ons. You then pick the fabric from over 150 fabrics, starting at just $98. They're made to your perfect fit and delivered in 7 to 9 days with your choice of collars and cuffs. We've delivered over 2,000 shirts in a year. guys just keep coming back to get more. The days of making do, wearing potato sack fit with sleeves hanging around your knuckles are over.
So where are you going to get that new custom fit shirt you know you need? James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. Yes, both regular and big and tall sizes are available. Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Listen up, Grizz Nation. You can't roar for the team when your stomach's drowning you out. Feed the Beast, a pregame feast at South of Beale, Memphis' first gastropub. Get more cheers per beer at South of Beale with their game day specials, appetizers, cocktails, and a menu like a gourmet adventure. Watch the game at SOB, too, with a high-energy crowd and the best food and drinks in fandom. South of Beale in the South Main Arts District from the owners of Interim and Zaka Bowl. Southofbeale.com, where adventure is one bite and sip away.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in the Memphis market, that person is Josh Hysaw. He's with Keller Williams Realty. A whole lot of you have heard me talking about Josh for years now. One such person is Austin. He had a home out in Memphis, here in Memphis, listed with Josh Hysaw. It sold for $5,000 above the asking price on the first day that it was listed. How did Josh Hysaw do that? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. What Josh does is help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then he goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense whatsoever, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Friday through Sunday at Kroger, you can save 50% on Halloween candy, decorations, and more. Just download your digital coupon on the app or at Kroger.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades.
You know, nobody among the coaches, college basketball, who were hired last March, April, got off to a better start than Memphis coach Penny Hardaway. Chris Mack making a big run now. Got another top 100 commitment today. I'll talk college basketball recruiting in the next segment. Also, get you ready for tonight's baseball game. Brewers-Dodgers. Dodgers got a chance to advance to the World Series, play the Red Sox. That's in the next segment. Jeff Coggins at 5 o'clock. But right now, the national columnist, USA Today, is Dan Walken making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So, Dan, the other night the Grizzlies opened the season. They were in Indianapolis. They were playing the Pacers. They could not make a shot. They could not grab a rebound. They lost by 28 points. And now your Atlanta Hawks are in town in FedEx Forum. They can't possibly drop the Grizzlies to 0-2, can they?
Well, if the Hawks had their full roster, I would certainly give it a chance. But, you know, the Hawks right now don't have John Collins. He's out. And they don't have Dwayne Dedmon. So basically their starting front court is out. And instead their starting front court is Vince Carter, 41-year-old Vince Carter, starting at power forward, and Alex Len at center. And the first big off the bench is Alex Poitras. So it's not a great situation, and I don't think that the Hawks will be beating too many people as long as that is the roster they're bringing into an NBA game.
If the Grizzlies cannot get their defensive rebounding percentage up and offensive rebounding percentage up against that front line, then it's going to be a the next 80 games are going to be tough. It was you know what it's like. The Hawks season last year was bad. The Grizzlies season last season was bad. And they might both be bad again, but at least people here were optimistic. And you can't do worse than what they did in the Pacers against the Pacers a couple of nights ago up in Bankers Life. It was a dismal season opener.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, as of right now, would you rather be a Atlanta Hawks fan or a Memphis Grizzlies fan? And I think it's an interesting question, right? Because think about it. I mean, the Atlanta Hawks, and even though everyone knows that the team is not going to be very good this year, like, you've got Trae Young, you've got John Collins, and then you know that next year you're going to have a top five pick, and then maybe another top, 10 pick if things fall right with the Mavericks. So, like, you know you're going to be bad, and you know that the core that you are going to have for the next decade is sort of set already, or is at least kind of halfway there. I mean, the Grizzlies have one young player to be excited about, but, like, if the older players on this team don't do what they're supposed to do, I mean, then what do you do if you're the Grizzlies? So I actually can make an argument that it's a better time right now to be an Atlanta Hawks fan than a Memphis Grizzlies fan.
Oh, I think it would be a reasonable argument for all the reasons you stated. Plus, they don't have this monstrous contract tied to somebody who has been mostly unhealthy since he got here. Plus, the Hawks don't owe the Boston Celtics a first-round pick. There's a lot. The Hawks are further along in whatever rebuild they're doing. Plus, they don't have to send a first-round pick somewhere. They're actually getting one from somebody. And, the Grizzlies have like a bazillion dollars tied up in Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, and Chandler Parsons. That's not ideal either.
Well, this was always my argument with the Atlanta Hawks. And they went to the playoffs 10 straight years. And, ultimately, they hit their head on the ceiling with the roster they had. And that roster got dismantled sort of piece by piece because the way the NBA's salary cap works, if you want to keep that team together, you're just paying more and more and more for a roster that cannot just by numbers get appreciably better. So they, instead of trying to drag it out one or two more years, like my argument was, okay, if you're going to rebuild, then you need to rebuild all the way. And that's what they did, and that's why they brought in new management. And so, yeah, I mean, I still think this is another year for them where every game they win is a game that will hurt their chances of landing the number one pick. But on the other hand, like, there's a chance they could have three top 15 picks. They've got Cleveland's pick, and they've got Dallas's pick with some protections. And, like, that's actually not a bad place to be. So I actually commend them for going fully in one direction and sticking to it, and hopefully they won't get antsy about it.
And beyond that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like when the Hawks are bad, but bad with a purpose, and you can sort of see some light at the end of the tunnel, it doesn't anger Hawks fans. I mean, Atlanta, you got a million things going on. You can find something else to do. Grizzlies fans, like, get mad when the Grizzlies aren't bad, so that makes it easier to rebuild in Atlanta than it does in Memphis.
Well, I think that's true, and I think the Trae Young factor is interesting. And I'll be interested to see sort of like when they get home, they're playing in a renovated arena. I just actually took a tour through it today. It's unbelievable what they did with what was one of the NBA's worst arenas. I would say now is one of the NBA's best. And when you combine that with the Trae Young factor, it'll be interesting to see what the crowds are like, what the attendance is like, if there's sort of this buzz, because as I think we've talked about before, Trae Young is just one of those guys that if he turns out to be what he looks like he's going to be, every time he shows up in an arena, there's just a buzz. And it may be that way tonight in Memphis. We'll see what he can do.
I'm talking to Dan Walken, USA Today's on Twitter, @DanWalken. It's obviously been a busy week in Lower Manhattan federal courtroom, where Christian Dawkins, Merle Coat, and Jim Gatto are on trial. The closing arguments were wrapped up yesterday. The jury is supposed to get the case on Monday, but whether they're found guilty or not guilty, I don't think matters much to most college basketball fans, but the stuff that came out this week does. There's text messages between Bill Self and TJ Gasnola that seemed to suggest Bill was encouraging or at least agreeing to have TJ out there working for him. working for Kansas in violation of NCAA rules. There's the wiretap conversation between Curtis Townsend and Merle Code that seems to suggest Kansas was willing to do a deal to get Zion Williamson. And that's interesting given that Zion Williamson ended up at Duke, for nothing maybe, but when we know, at least according to a wiretap conversation, there's a seller, and we know in Kansas there's a buyer, it is interesting that he ended up at Duke. Meantime, Bill Self said, seemed to be rationalizing in a text message exchange with TJ Gasnola what appears to be cheating by saying, hey, this is what Nike does for North Carolina Duke. Then TJ says also Kentucky. And, oh, by the way, Will Wade, caught on a wiretap, seemed to be suggesting to Christian Dawkins that he'd be willing to do a deal for a class of 2019 prospect. What did you make of what happened in New York this week?
Right. Okay, so if we're doing rankings of which coach is in the most immediate trouble based on what's happened in this investigation, last week when we talked, I think we both agreed Sean Miller would be number one on that list. As of today, after all the other stuff this week, I would say Will Wade moves to number one on the list, and I would say Bill Self and Sean Miller are neck and neck for number two. Will Wade, I mean, come on. Like, I don't know what possible spin you could have that will excuse what appears to be Will Wade saying that he'd be willing to personally, quote, do what it takes to get a deal done with Christian Dawkins for this recruit, Balsa, whatever his name is. With Bill Self, it's still mostly circumstantial, but I think it's really, it's very damning. And I think when you combine it with a lot of other little things that Kansas appears to be involved in or has been involved in the past, I think the Kansas program is probably more imperiled right now than its fans may understand and want to accept.
What do they not see? Like, listen, I have admired what Bill has been able to do at Kansas for the past 14 years, 14 consecutive Big 12 titles, as much as anybody. And I like Bill Self. I have no problem sharing that. But, like, there's no way you could read these text messages and hear the transcripts of these wiretaps and hear the testimony in New York and not conclude that they've been operating with the assistance of Adidas outside of the NCAA rule book. Like, I don't know how you can, like, be honest with yourself and conclude anything different than that, right?
Well, I think part of what's complicating it is that nothing is happening from an NCAA standpoint, right. And nothing has happened for the last year, right? So, in other words, when word leaks out typically about an NCAA investigation, it happens at a point where the investigation's already well underway, where the NCAA's already got a significant amount of corroborating information that they will ultimately use to bring some sort of charges. But the way this thing is playing out is much different. The NCAA's basically been told to stand down and get out of the way. And so from the NCAA side, there's really no enforcement activity going on other than, as I cornered Mark Emmert at this thing in Atlanta this week. I know some people said that I got him on the phone because of my great relationship.
I think we lost Dan Walken, maybe. We'll get him back momentarily. But again, just the stuff that's come out of the federal trials in New York City over the past few days have been pretty damning for multiple coaches, multiple programs. I think nobody more so than the Kansas Jayhawks and Bill Self and his staff. You know, just in this trial, we have learned that Adidas paid Billy Preston to go to Kansas. Adidas paid Silvio D'Souza to go to Kansas. That Adidas was trying to pay DeAndre Ayton to go to Kansas. And that Kansas was willing to do a deal for Zion Williamson. This has all been testified to under oath, or there's been wiretaps or text messages to prove as much. And so I don't know what happens when the NCAA finally does weigh in on this, but I can't imagine it's going to be good. Dan Walken, rejoin me now. Dan?
Yo!
Okay, so, yeah, we lost you somehow. I'm not sure. But the point you were making was about the NCAA has been told to stand down, and so the point I made is that eventually I do think they're going to weigh on this, and it can't possibly be good. But I will say, because I had somebody last night ask me, do you think Bill Self survives it? And I'm going, you know, my answer was, and if this is all there is, as bad as it looks, I think he probably does. A, because he's a Hall of Fame coach, so he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. Ain't nobody going to fire him until they feel like they have no choice. But, and again, I do not believe this, but I do think at some point Bill can sit down and say to an athletic director, president, whomever, you have seen text messages between me and TJ Gasnola. You have heard a testimony about me, but here's the truth. I never told TJ Gasnola to go get me a player illegally, and you have no proof that I did. I never told Jim Gatto to go out and buy a player for me, and you don't have no proof that I did. You can tell me that I should have known what they were doing, and maybe you're right, but I didn't, and I didn't tell him to do it, and I'm going to keep coaching. And I think because of that, he'll probably survive.
Well, you may be right. I would say if I just had a crystal ball to predict what's going to happen, I think he'll just walk away before it gets to him. I think sometime within the next couple years, because, again, like the NCAA is going to have to wait for all this stuff to be over. I mean, there could be appeals. Like, there's a lot of things that will stretch out the time. So I think, yes, in the immediate, he will probably continue coaching. But if you kind of look 2 years in the future when the NCAA may really get into this stuff, I mean, I think he'll just walk away before the heat gets too hot for him.
I can see that. Talking to Dan Walken here from USA Today. He's on Twitter, at Dan Walken. The Zion Williamson stuff is interesting because if you accept what is available on that wiretap, what you have is two men who were involved in his recruitment, Merle Code working for Adidas, Curtis Townsend working for Kansas, and they are both under the impression, according to their words, that Zion's presumably his stepfather. They say father, but I'm going to assume it's the stepfather because the stepfather was the major player in the recruitment. They both are under the impression the stepfather's got his hands out, that he wants a job, that he wants housing, and that he wants cash in his pocket. So if you accept that, we know we've got a buyer, somebody who's willing to sell this five-star prospect. I mean, we know we have a seller, somebody who's willing to sell this five-star prospect. We also know we have a buyer because Curtis Townsend's on the wiretap saying, if that's what we got to do, we're going to get it done. We'll just have to do it, figure out a way. So we know we got a seller. We know we got a buyer. And then he ends up at Duke. It is possible, I can acknowledge, that he just turned his stepfather wanted to sell him. And then at the last minute, they just turned down all of this stuff they wanted that somebody was willing to give them to go to Duke for nothing. But it does kind of fly in the face of common sense, doesn't it?
Well, and it fits into this narrative that I think hardcore college basketball fans have, that Duke basically is held to a different standard on all this stuff. I mean, look at Corey Maggette and his involvement with Myron Piggy. Look at Lance Thomas and the jewelry thing in New York. I mean, there's been, you know, a handful of incidents that, you know, if you take the same set of facts, the same set of circumstances, and apply them at Memphis, then I think most people believe Memphis would be prosecuted to the full extent of the NCAA rulebook and would get in significant trouble for some of this stuff. And at Duke, it just sort of disappears into the ether. And so I think in addition to what you have, just the common sense part on paper, I think you have this whole segment of people who, it's not that they want to see Duke go down. It's that they want to see Duke finally be held to the same standards as everybody else. And I do think that will fuel a lot of public anger and resentment to keep this story alive.
Wrapping up here with Dan Walken, USA Today. Last thing before I let you go, I want to touch on college football. The schedule's not great, no. I don't think, in terms of matchups. What's the best game? Is it Mississippi State at LSU?
Yeah, I guess. It is. It almost feels like a bye week in college football. And, you know, Mississippi State coming off a bye week, LSU coming off a huge win, it actually might be a good opportunity for Mississippi State to kind of sneak up on them a little bit because you have another week to kind of work on that offense. They changed some things up before they beat Auburn. You know, and then LSU, there's only so many emotional highs you can hit in a season, and it's really hard to do it in back-to-back weeks. So for them to come off what they did last weekend and then, you know, just absolutely crushing Georgia, then they got to get back up to play a pretty good Mississippi State team. That's one that I think you do have to keep your eye on. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's close. And, you know, Mississippi State may be able to sneak in there and just kind of punch them while they're not looking.
That is Dan Walken, USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, GP.
All right, I'll see you. Dan Walken, USA Today. When we come back, Boston Red Sox advanced to the World Series last night, 4-1 win over the Astros in Houston. David Price was tremendous, even though it's October. We'll get into that, plus tonight's Dodgers-Brewers game. Plus, I've often said a coach's second recruiting class in college basketball is usually a good indicator of what he's going to be able to accomplish on the recruiting trail. If that's true, Louisville is in for something special with Chris Mack. And Horn Lake High, the football team, improved to 9-0 last night, beat Hernando 37-16. So the Eagles are now ranked number one. They've been this way for a couple of weeks. Number one in the state of Mississippi. Yeah, we'll talk high school football just a little bit in the next segment.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised nearly $5 million and awarded more than 1,000 scholarships across the country. You have changed lives. Help us continue this honorable mission. Learn how you can help the Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program at sportclips.com.
Wolf Chase Toyota invites you to join them in the fight to find a cure for breast cancer. Now till October 31st, Wolf Chase Toyota is donating a portion of the proceeds from every new vehicle sold to breast cancer research during their Drive Pink sales event. Together, we can make a difference. Wolf Chase Toyota is your number one volume sales leader in Memphis for 2017, according to TMS NBS reporting. We couldn't be where we are today without the great people of Memphis, and we're honored to give back to help fund breast cancer research. Shop online today, wolfchasetoyota.com.
Real men in the area share their thoughts about dealing with erectile dysfunction.
Before I visited the Memphis Men's Clinic, I had the same feelings about my ED as everyone. Insecurity, fear, anxiety, shame, depression. I felt like I just wasn't as much man as I used to be. I'll tell you, it seems like ED doesn't have boundaries. At some point, it affects all men in some form or fashion. It doesn't mean you're any less of a man. It just means you have ED.
Lou tried wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic, the most advanced, non-invasive ED treatment available.
After my visit, there was a massive difference. The results were there immediately, and I'm back to a more regular sex life again.
Be like over 10,000 men in Memphis who have taken control of their ED by calling the Memphis Men's Clinic. Call today to schedule a $99 office visit. 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
I got to tell you, I thought I was out of the game, but the personalized treatment I received from the Memphis Men's Clinic changed everything.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Want entertainment designed just for you? Well, Xfinity has just what you need with customizable streaming TV. Now you can pick the TV you want and get fast internet speeds all at a better value. Want to save money? Check out our flexible channel packs. Want all your streaming apps in one place? Get X1. Or stream live TV and the latest movies and shows on any device. Whatever you want, whatever you need. Xfinity has you covered with customizable streaming TV. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed, plus TV for $40 each a month for 2 full years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 11/4/18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
You know you need a good team to make that game-winning shot, just like when you throw the ball up the court and your teammate dunks it for a score. If you're moving, you need a good team from tip-off to the final buzzer. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors, and I can send you to the showers happy. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, I have the ability to connect you with a real estate professional in another city or help you get off the bench here and sell your home. Having a highly successful, award-winning strategic marketing program and being a member of a worldwide relocation network means I can put a complete package together for you. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. So when you're thinking of selling or moving to Denver, Dallas, or Des Moines, call or email me at Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. And don't forget to ask about the Shell Bucks option.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Friday and Saturday at the Kroger, 2 days only digital sale. Select varieties of Kettle Brand potato chips are 99 cents with your card and digital coupon from Kroger.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, ooh, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it, made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your knees for the offering. This the theme song or something wrong.
Sleepy Aziz Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zanna is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner now for four straight years has been Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. But remember, they don't just sell mattresses. Furniture is in the name as well. Living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish your home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor for whatever reason, understand, there is a 42-inch kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through. Find what you want. They'll get it for you. No problem. And remember, mention when you're checking out that you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show. You're going to save an additional 10%, and you're going to do that at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. You want to drop by this weekend? Do it. 2790 Kirby Whitten and Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. Again, 2790 Kirby Whitten and Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number, if you want to talk to Mike, you can call him 901-692-6200, 692-6200 at Sleepy Z's. They're on the web, sleepyzzz.com. Jeff Calkins is getting ready for Missouri-Memphis. We'll talk Missouri-Memphis and Grizzlies with him. Going to do that a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time.
This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The Boston Red Sox defeated the Houston Astros last night, 4-1 in Houston, to advance to the World Series, and David Price was the star. Six innings pitched, three hits, zero earned runs. He was terrific, and if you follow baseball even a little bit, you know that that's not the way he's typically been in October and even in this postseason. That's the knock on him, is that he just can't get it done when the lights are on, and yet he did it last night. And good for him, I guess. Nine strikeouts. I don't wish, unless they happen to be playing the Mets, I don't wish like bad stuff like that on anybody. It must be miserable to be as awesome as he's been throughout his career, and yet when the big stage arrives, you just can't get it done for whatever reason. I don't know if you remember, but when they were playing the Yankees in the ALDS, he pitched, I think, game two, and the Yankees jumped him pretty good at Fenway. And when they went back to the Bronx for game three, the first game of any series in any park, so game one in the home teams, for the home team, and then game three for the other team, the entire roster is introduced, managers, coaches, all that stuff. It's like a bit of a pregame ceremony. And when David Price was introduced at Yankee Stadium right after the Yankees had got to him and his October woes continued, he got a round of applause. Like, they cheered him at Yankee Stadium, and they were chanting MVP, MVP at David Price. So that just sucks, man. And so he came out last night, six inning pitch, three hits, zero earned runs, nine strikeouts. I was a little surprised that Boston went back to Craig Kimbrell to let him close it out, because he was obviously not good in the last game, but he handled it really no problems. He walked one guy, struck out two, got out of it. So now the Red Sox in the World Series, and they are waiting on the winner of the Dodgers and Brewers.
Mm-hmm. Story number two.
Dodgers-Brewers tonight at Miller Park. The Dodgers lead the series 3-2. So it's a closeout game for L.A., and they are actually favored on the road. Wade Miley going to get the start for the second consecutive game. It's kind of a unique deal in baseball. If you remember the other night, he started the game and then got pulled after one batter because Craig Counsell was basically, he allowed the Dodgers to set a lineup, I believe a completely right-handed lineup, to deal with Wade Miley, and then he went and put in a right-handed pitcher to handle the rest of it. Didn't work out. Dodgers still won the game, but either way, it allows Wade Miley to do something very, very rare, which is start consecutive games in a playoff series. I have no idea. I would imagine the Brewers get this one done at home tonight, and then we get a game seven in Miller Park tomorrow night. That'd be fun. But if you're looking for your best possible World Series matchup in terms of prestige, tradition, big brands, markets, it's Dodgers, Red Sox.
I hope they get it.
And we are one win away from getting exactly that.
Story number three.
You know, one of the things I've said when we talk about basketball recruiting, we talk about it a lot on this show and throughout the day on this station, is that when a new coach gets a new job, it's usually his technically second recruiting class where you can tell, okay, well, this guy's going to be able to recruit at a high level or he's not. And so that recruiting class is always the class that includes players who were juniors when you were hired to do the job. So for John Calipari, I believe it was the DeJuan Wagner class.
Yeah.
Which was a top five class in America. For Josh Pastner, it was the Will Barton, Joe Jackson class. That was a top five class in America. And that's why there's, I don't want to say a lot of pressure, but certainly a lot of interest in seeing what Penny Hardaway is able to do with this class, which will be his second class. It's got an opportunity to include DJ Jeffries and James Wiseman and Trendon Wofford. It already includes Malcolm Dandridge. But to date, it only has, it does not have a single zero top 100 recruit. I say all that to say Chris Mack was hired basically the same time at Louisville that Penny was hired at Memphis. And today, Louisville secured a commitment from its fifth top 100 prospect in the class of 2019. I had said, at many points over the past couple of months, that I thought Chris Mack was a sure thing at Louisville. I thought Dan Hurley was a sure thing at UConn. But nobody had gotten more done at their new job to date than Penny Hardaway had at the University of Memphis. And I still think that that's true in a lot of ways. But
on the recruiting trail, like Chris Mack has now passed that. It doesn't mean he'll stay ahead because, again, Penny's got a chance to secure a top 10 recruiting class, maybe even top five. But Louisville's class right now is ranked number two in the country, only behind USC in the class of 2019. And it includes, again, five top 100 prospects. This is Chris Mack's second class. If you're looking for some context, just go back a year earlier, you know, to where this theory sort of applies. This recruiting class in 2018, it was Archie Miller's second recruiting class at Indiana. He went out and got a top 10 class highlighted by Romeo Langford. Bryce Drew, it was his second recruiting class at Vanderbilt. He went out and got a top 15 recruiting class highlighted by Darius Garland, and he got also another five-star prospect to go with Garland. And, yes, LSU went out and got a top-five recruiting class in what was Will Wade's second class, but that one looks a little fishy these days because of what Will was talking about on a wiretap. I can concede as much, but either way, it was a top-five recruiting class, his second class. Chris Mack at Louisville looks like it's going to continue that trend, and now I know Memphis fans wait to see if Penny Hardaway can do the same.
Story number four.
Yeah, we don't talk much high school football on this show because we just don't talk a lot of high school football on this show. But I was compelled to mention the Horn Lake High School Eagles improved to 9-0 last night with a Thursday night win over Hernando. I think the final score was 37-16. Okay. And I've been meaning to bring this up for a couple of weeks now because it really is remarkable. Maybe not to most people listening right now who, A, aren't from Horn Lake, or B, didn't grow up in Horn Lake when I grew up in Horn Lake, but the idea that Horn Lake would be, and they are, by Max Preps, ranked number one in the entire state of Mississippi and led by a young man named N'Kobe Dean, who is the number one ranked inside linebacker prospect in the entire country, is like unbelievable given where that program was when I was in high school. Now, in fairness, I was in high school like 23 years ago, so a lot's changed since then. But this is how bad we were at football when I was in high school.
Okay, let's hear it.
I didn't play. I just watched every once in a while. But our team, and God bless them, some of those guys were my friends. I'm not trying to crap on them, but like they weren't good at football. I'm sorry if you're listening. You just weren't. The program was so bad that they went independent when I was in high school.
What do you mean?
Okay, so you know how, I don't know if they call it a conference or a district or whatever.
Yeah.
But you have like a district. You're in a district. Let's call it a district.
Yeah.
You're in a district, right? And they couldn't win any games in the district. It was like Hernando and Olive Branch and Sal Panola. And our football team would consistently go out and get just destroyed every Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think if I remember correctly, like South Haven would also get destroyed basically every Friday night. And then South Haven and Horn Lake would play at the end of the season. It would be a big rivalry game to see who could like get their second
win
of the year or something. It was like always like a big rivalry game between two totally crap programs.
Sure.
And so I remember the coach, I think it was Coach Oaks, decided that the only way to actually build this into something is to go independent. And really what they started doing is playing Memphis City School teams that couldn't compete with them.
Yep.
And get some wins and get some pride in the program to get people to go play, to actually like want to be a part of the football program. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, like nobody wanted to play because it's just like go practice all day every day and then go out on Friday night and get embarrassed in front of the whole school. Like I ain't getting involved.
Nope.
So they actually dropped out of their district because they couldn't compete with anybody. And you fast forward to 2018, they got the number one inside linebacker in the country. Who is being pursued by Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Auburn, Ole Miss, everybody, as you would expect.
Yeah.
And they're 9-0 and ranked number one in the entire state of Mississippi. So special shouts to them. Special shouts to N'Kobe Dean. And go win the next one and then the rest of them and be state champions.
Congrats.
Jeff Calkins is up next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th, and it's better than ever. Head to Tiger Lane to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs. From noon to 10 p.m., hang out at the Burger Bar, drink local beers, and experience live music provided by Goner Records. Catch some of the city's best chefs in the Chef's Demo Tent. It's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
The all-new Bob Johnston's Chevrolet on Highway 51 in Covington is open and ready to earn your business. Two very important things you'll find are exceptional service and the best prices. The entire staff at Bob Johnston's Chevrolet is committed to customer satisfaction, and a big part of that satisfaction is knowing you got the best price possible. Let them show you why Chevrolet is the most award-